Welcome back, everybody. Frank Vespi here on Off to the Races on the Racing Biz Radio. It is the France's Dash weekend is upon us. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to be joined in just a moment by our august handicapping crew of Derby Bill Watson, the former Colonial Downs on-air handicapper, and Gary Quill of the GQ Approach right here on the RacingBiz.com. We've got just an unbelievably good race card lined up at Laurel Park for Saturday afternoon. 7 stakes on the card, an average of nearly 12 horses entered in the stakes races. We're going to focus on 4 of those, the $100,000 Richard W. Small, named after the late, great Maryland trainer, the $100,000 Safely Kept, named after the Hall of Fame sprinting filly, the $100,000 City of Laurel, and you could probably figure out who that's named for, and then finally the 9th race on the card, the Frank J. DeFrancis Memorial Dash, Grade 3, $250,000 on the line there for the 9 horses lining up in that one. Let's go ahead and bring in our guys and start with the Dickie Small handicap at 1 1/8. Gary Quill, welcome aboard.
Good evening, Frank. How you doing?
Doing well, thank you. Thank you for joining us here.
No problem.
Derby Bill Watson, how goes it with you?
Yeah, I hope everybody's recovered from Arrogate in the Breeders' Cup, and we're ready to press on towards the Pegasus.
Exactly. But we got some work to do between now and the Pegasus here. And why don't we start doing it in a race that's going to be run at the same distance as the Pegasus, 1 1/8 on the main track at Laurel. That's one full circuit of the Laurel main track. This is the first of a bunch of really good races. The 2-1 favorite is a multiple grade 3 winner, Tommy Macho, but it's a race that also includes the 2013 Kentucky Derby runner-up Golden Soul and 2-time Maryland Million Classic winner Admiral's War Chest. But I understand from you guys that neither of you thinks Admiral's War Chest going to steal this one on the front end as he did the Maryland Million Classic. Derby Bill, why don't you start here? What are you looking at for the Dickie Small Stakes?
I'm going with the Todd Pletcher pick, which doesn't make you a ton of money. Tommy Macho here. I just like grade 3 races, just coming out of them 2 for 3 and a grade 3, just a class of this field here, except for the one you said, the golden one, but the golden one ran second at the Preakness at about 41 to 1, I believe. That was the luckiest exact I ever had in my life at the Preakness. I think he was second. He always comes in second. That trainer brings him in for second in the big races. And Paco Lopez up for the first time on this horse. At grade 2 races, he was 0 for 4. So moving on him down to the $100,000, 100 large, as we say. 100 large. Territory is perfect. The distance is perfect. Admiral's War Chest, interesting horse there. 9 of 10 cashes. Do like that horse as a long shot. Or in the $1 super high five if you're playing that thing. But this starts a pick 3 for the stakes races and gets you some cash flow before you go all out for the DeFrancis Dash. So let me use the 1 and the 2 here. Name change. He finished way up in the West Virginia Derby. He finished ahead of Tommy Macho here, who was fading and gave up at the end, which you never like to see. But a 9 to 5, 9 to 2 value here. I'll need both of them and hopefully the value horse comes up and Mr. Toledo gets up off of sharp work at Laurel. So number 2 here, name change, is sharp and the class of Tommy Macho to start off the Lawrence Welk exacta, the 1 and the 2.
Always happy to have a Lawrence Welk reference here on the Off to the Races podcast on the Racing Biz Radio because it shows how hip and current we are. Gary Quill, you do you like the 1 and the 2, or are you looking elsewhere?
It's hard to get past the 1, Tommy Macho, for the reasons that Bill had mentioned, but you got to be concerned the fact that his last race, the Grade 2 Kelso, that was his first race in 8 months. you wound up betting him, you know, second choice in a 5-horse field, and he didn't show too much, but he does have a win at a mile and an eighth distance, albeit it was on a sloppy track, but obviously he is the class of the field, having the back class that he does. I mean, with that being said, I think 2-1 is probably the best you're going to hope for. But with the large field, 2-1 is actually a short price. Name changer again. He has a really nice last race, winning by 5, is going away. Colts Neck Stables, they just continue to breed on their farm. Some really nice colts and fillies, and this one they had high expectations for, nominating for the Triple Crown. Something went amiss after he won easy as a 2-year-old, and he didn't see the track again until April. But I think he's got a big shot since he was third behind Cupid in the West Virginia Derby this summer. But outside of the top two, I'm giving a big shot to the 12-horse Discreet Lover. He is cross-entered for the City of Laurel Stakes, which is the 7th, but I'm hoping he goes in here. The speed figures have been going up. He just missed in his latest, and it was a second start with blankers. If you just draw a line through what are his races against grade stakes company, he's playable in here. So, you know, if you get all of that 20-1, I definitely, he could be part of the exacta or trifecta. And going with another big price, another 20-1, 9-horse for Greater Glory, Churchill Downshipper for Ron Moquette. On paper, he's probably the weaker of the two Moquette entries on the card. He's got the 4-horse Rockshaw in the 4th race, which is the James Lewis. But I wouldn't totally ignore this one, because he should improve in his second race after a layoff, and he's got the back class because he's graded stakes place. So if you can't get past the 1 and the 2, I'm going to use the 9 and the 12 in the exotics as well.
All right, so a lot of love for the 1 and the 2, and a little bit of love for the 9 and the 12 as well. That's the $100,000 Dickie Small Stakes. We are going to turn our page here in one moment on the race, on off to the races.
Before we move on, let me just say one more thing about the Dickie Small. You had said that we're not giving any love to Admiral's War Chest, but there really isn't a lot of early speed signed up in here. And if the, I believe the 10-horse, he's a chance. If he's a chance somehow, just scratches it out, that leaves Admiral's War Chest, you know, on the lead of his own, like he was in the Maryland Million Classic. I forget, there was supposed to be other speed in that race, which scratched out. And so he's 2-for-2 at the mile and the 8th. So if by any chance he gets an easy lead, which he certainly could, who knows what could happen. So you have to be prudent when you're looking to make sure no scratches leave Admiral's War Chest with an easy lead going forward.
All right. So a tiny little bit of love for 2-time Maryland Million Classic winner Admiral's War Chest in that. But the main focus of Gary and Derby Bill here is are the 1 and the 2, Tommy Macho, name changer in the Dickie Small. Let's head on to the Safely Kept here, the $100,000 Safely Kept. 3-year-old fillies going 7/8 of a mile on the main track. And this is a race that has attracted two runners who are graded stakes place in the 2, Malibu Stacy, who's 7-2 on the morning line, and the 8, Tacrees, for Kieran McLaughlin, 5-1 on the morning line. Gary, why don't you start us off on this one? Any love for either of those horses?
Well, I'm liking Malibu Stacy, the 2-horse. funny. Malibu Stacy, when I say that name, reminds me of the doll that was Barbie's sidekick, Malibu Barbie. And I think Stacy was a little cheaper. So just aside there.
Thank you for sharing.
Malibu Barbie, you know. That's your little education, you know, for tonight. Economics 101. Yeah. So Malibu Stacy is far from cheap. I think this race sets up perfectly as they're going 7 furlongs. I think the field is filled with 6 furlong early speed. And she comes off a runner-up effort in the Grade 2 Ravens Run at Keeneland. And she's won her only other 7 furlong outing, which happened 3 races back. So I think she has a big chance, and I'd be happy to take all of that 7-2. In addition to her, I think what I thought was a sleeper until I saw the morning line come out at 5-1 on the 8, Tacarese, comes out of that same race, but was much further back. But he had an outside post, was hung 7 wide the entire trip, still made a little bit, made up some ground late. I give that one with a better trip, more ground saving trip, a chance at a halfway decent price. And got up for the show purse when she ran first time versus a grade stakes competition up at Saratoga. She's another one that she comes from the clouds. And if there's a pace meltdown, she's probably one of a handful that can take advantage of it. They're my top two. If Bill wants to jump in, I got some couple prices I can jump on later on.
All right, Derby Bill, what you are we going to hear more from Lawrence Welk here in the Safely Kept?
Well, it's certainly safer than talking about Ken. I have a tremendous Barbie bias from my youth. Ken was not on my agenda in the Ken and Barbie days of Lawrence. And Lawrence Welk, you're going to have to YouTube. Some of your audience will have to YouTube Lawrence Welk, but the ladies on that show were fabulous, so it's worth a trip to YouTube. If you're going up that alley, then why not? Hey, we got a president that would go up that alley. Safely kept 100 South. That was a delayed laugh, you guys. Jeez, some of my good stuff.
We just never know where you're going, Bill. That's the joy of this podcast.
Me and Danny Don Rickles, man. Old but lethal. Safely kept here, the inverted Lawrence Welk, actually the two and the one exactly here. Malibu Stacy, as you said, Joe Bravo up with for George the Dreamweaver training this grade 2 placed horse, just a monster. 40-1 in the Raven Run, ran second. I mean, that's a performance will blow the rest of this field away if he runs that back. And you get 7-2 morning line, which that will change. Kelso Kate, the one here, just solid. Andy Byers, a big article in the paper this week. Everybody read about him with the Shimonator talking about him. 93-92. And Byers here, change of jockey to Aaron Grider, no step down from the Karamanooch upset. Three of the last four earned stakes upgrade here. This one's ready to make the move up to the stakes level here. And the one's proving the class of this horse, so we'll see if he can move up nicely. And I've got two bombs, Ultra Brat filling out the superfecta, 15-1. Number 5 here has won on turf and on dirt, but ran back into Miss Preakness. You guys will remember that one, Ultra Brat. And number 10 here, Cyclone.
Little Cyclone.
I believe that Phil Schoenthal's got me twisted here. He got me the wrong medicine from my veterinarian
Little
day.
Little Cyclone is the horse you're looking for.
Too much butte at Cornell Downs in my day. Sorry, number 10 there. So we're going with the 1 and the 2 and the 5 and the 10, and we're going to box them for a magical $2.40 superfecta box.
Beautiful. Four horse super. One point about Malibu Stacy that I think is interesting. I'm not sure either of you guys said this. If you draw a line through everything she did prior to being put away for 4 months in January, and you toss the one turf race she's run since, you got two wins and 2 seconds in graded races. This is a horse in really good form now. Gary, you said you had a couple long shots you want to quickly mention.
Sure. And just want to dispel any rumors that Derby Bill actually dated two of the four Lennon sisters in his day. It just didn't happen. Okay. So,
that joke just went over everyone on Earth's head, but okay.
Nah, come on. The racing fan base hasn't gotten that young, has it?
No. Maybe you're right. Maybe the Lawrence Welk talk is our magic key to a new audience. I don't know.
You could go Delmar next year with the Kardashians. I'm game.
All right. Okay, so real quick, one of my two price horses, Little Cyclone. Phil Schoenthal has done wonders since taking over the conditioning duties on this one. So I think the next step up could be a positive one. And I'll give her a shot at with number 9, Tail for Ruby. Been a runner-up twice since coming back from a 2-month layoff. Both times it had been bet down to the odds-on favorite, ran second. She does have the best career Brisnet number among this group, going 7 furlongs. So I was surprised to see a 6-1 odds on her. I thought it would be a little cheaper. So I'll throw in the 9 and the 10 with my Malibu Stacy on and Tech Reese in the Safely Kept.
All right, so once again with 1 and 2 here, and then a little love for some other horses, including Ultra Brat, Little Cyclone, Tacrees, and Tail for Ruby. That'll take care of the Safely Kept. And turning to race 7, the $100,000 City of Laurel. This race is stacked. This is about as good a race as you're going to see for 100 grand. Going 7 furlongs, 3-year-old, 7/8 of a mile on the main track. This race is so good that Rated R Superstar, who is a grade 3 winner, is 10-1 in here. The favorite is Sharp Azteca, who won the Pat Day Mile at Churchill Downs grade 3 race back in May at the kickoff of the Kentucky Derby meet. Actually, it would have been Derby weekend. And ran fourth, just beat a couple of the Woody Stevens, making his first start in a couple of months here, is the favorite. Bill, why don't we lead off with you here. Any love for Sharp Azteca, R-rated superstar, or others in this field?
Oh, yeah, a lot of love in this field. This another stellar betting race here. I'm going to give the absent Linda some love here from the Pennsylvania area and the PARX veteran here. I've used 2 Kentucky bred so far in the pick 3. I'm going with the Maryland bred here. Larry, the least experienced horse in the race, which is a pretty bold actually against this field. Larry Johnson bred hot seat. So I'm on the hot seat for this one with Gary and Mary West here. But this horse just absolutely blew him away in Pennsylvania twice. It was like he's playing the Eagles or something, you know. His horse must have been playing the Eagles. Won by 13 and won by a touchdown the second time, 7 lengths last time out. And he's gone 6 furlongs. Then they moved him up to 1.70. Now they're bringing him back to 7 furlongs. This horse might be able to run any distance possible. This one's unbridled, not unbridled. 3-year-old colt, late blooming here. This one's got a great shot and a better price than Smart Aztec. Up the grade 3 win. Smart Aztec had a grade 3 win at Churchill and earns the favorite amongst the Equibase cartel up there setting the line at Laurel. Them boys have had a few too many sometimes. Seven furlongs, or not enough, if I don't know if they're with me. Seven furlongs, perfect distance for that colt. I got nothing against Shark Aztec. And the last one, awesome, I forgot the last name again.
Awesome Speed, the 10
how
horse.
Can you forget,
awesome Speed.
How can you forget a Preakness horse? I mean, what an idiot. Look in the mirror. The Tessio, the Preakness, the class of this one, plus the value of this horse. Three, and the key is 3 for 3 at Laurel Park. This one's almost as good as me with crab cakes at Laurel Park.
Nobody's as good as that. And for the record, Bill, the 1 and the 2 here are Nicaradalic Rocks and Cocked and Loaded. I think, Gary, you're going to say a little bit about the 1 here, but nobody's going to talk about the 2. Do I have that right?
Yeah, the 1 and the 2 are napping this race. It's late for Lawrence Welk.
I'm not going to touch the number 2's name because Bill might throw in something you might have to bleep out. So
yeah. There goes the FCC license.
Just inspired by our president. Sorry about that.
But just a tad of a rating down. My top pick in here is who you mentioned right off the top, Frank, is R-rated Superstar. He was well beaten in his last outing at Churchill Downs, but I believe during that time frame, Churchill Downs is a pretty speed favorite track. It was playing at the early speed, so I'm going to give him a pass there because that's one thing he ain't got, and that's early speed. He's won a grade 3 down at Gulfstream Park in the past at today's distance, and he chased the current Breeders' Cup sprint champ, Drayfong, in the grade 1 King's Bishop. So the class is there. Whether he's going to show up with his A game at Laurel, but the 10-1 is just too juicy to pass on. So at any price, I actually try to guess the morning line, and I had a much lower odds at about 4-1. So he'll probably land somewhere between there, but rated R Superstar, the 4 horse, is going to be my top pick. And I'm with Bill with Awesome Speed. He loves Laurel, 3 for 3 at Laurel. That grade 3 try last time out came off of a layoff, and maybe they were just setting their sights a little bit too high and wasn't rated for it. So he's back on his home turf, and I think he'll give a good account of himself. I think in my opinion, I think the morning line favorite, the 9 Shark Aztec, could be pretty vulnerable. I mean, on paper, he looks like a deserving favorite. But, yeah, he's won going a mile. He's gone further. But this is a tricky middle distance, and he's been off the board. His only 2 off the board starts in his career have been at this distance. So I'm taking a stand against him. So number 4 R-rated Superstar with the 10 underneath. I can't ignore the Gary West horse hot seat. Hasn't done anything wrong. Been very impressive coming out. And who knows, a little bit of love for the claim of the year qualifier, as I would say. You've got nabbed the 1 horse, Nicadelic Rocks, won the Maryland Million Sprint, and was claimed 5 races back at Santa Anita for $20,000. So it's my opinion in the City of Laurel Stakes.
So the City of Laurel, we have Hot Seat and Sharp Azteca from Bill with a little love for Awesome Speed. And Gary concurs on liking Hot Seat and Awesome Speed, a little like he likes Nicaradalic Rocks, the 1 horse, a little bit. But his top selection going to be the 4 rated R Superstar in the $100,000 City of Laurel. And that gets us finally to the feature of the day, the grade 3 $250,000 Frank J. DeFrancis Memorial Dash. And certainly it looks like if you're going to be looking for the favorites in this race, you're going to be looking to the outside of the field, the 8 horse and the 9 horse. The 8 is XY Jet for Jorge Navarro. Won a couple of grade 3s late last year, early this year, then was 2nd in the Group 1 Dubai Golden Shaheen. Just beat a neck, 2 back. Just an okay performance, not a great one in the Vosburgh last out. Stalwalk and Dude, the 9 horse, newly minted millionaire, grade 3 winner, was 2nd in the grade 1 Vosburgh. Gary, why don't you take us into the DeFrancis? What are you looking for here?
I'm looking for XY Jet to break through the gates and not look back. It's kind of strange. You have a graded stakes sprint race that lacks early speed. You know, you look through all these past performances. I think outside of a rank outsider in the 3-horse Pomeroy's package, XY Jet's going to be pretty much setting his own tempo early on. He kind of backed up a little bit in the mud in the Vosburgh. Stalwalk and Dude took advantage of contentious pace, no doubt on the muddy track when XY Jet was the favorite, but there's no pace in here. And there's going to be, you know, you look at the workouts and down at Gulfstream Park West, formerly known as Calder. You know, you got 2 bullet works, so there's nothing wrong with the horse. He's coming up here, and I just think he's going to blow the doors off of his competition.
Bill, what say you? XY Jet or not XY Jet?
No, well, this one's as fast as he gets out of the gate there, besides the horse that just retired, Run Happy, might have gave him a run for his money up front, but Gary's quite astute with no speed in this race up front. It's going to let this horse just fly. And if he gets out, it's going to be tough to catch him. I'm going to try to catch him because I love DeFrancis Dash. Mr. Frank was a legend in Maryland. If nobody ever got to meet him, he was one of the finest horse person before the racino world ever existed. He was just a stellar guy that would shake everybody's hand at 10,000 fans in the crowd. He would shake every one of their hands, and you just don't see that anymore. So I'm glad they're bringing this race back. They've had it no race in 2008, no race in 2010. Just ridiculous not to keep this race rolling. The history, Jerry Bailey's won this race. I mean, Julie Crone won it twice. This is like the biggest race other than the Preakness. You know, Prado, Bravo, Travis, even Dunkelberry and Jerry Bailey and all these guys. The history here, Ramon Dominguez, Joe Bravo, and you got Calvin Burrell. I'm getting to the point now. Calvin Burrell coming in for this one. Hall of Fame Burrell going to try to find a rail with Ivan falling off and try to save ground and beat the speed demon XY Jet late in this race. And have you ever seen Calvin win a race late?
He's been known to do that once in a while.
On the
not
rail.
Sure we've horses. Seen him win too many at Laurel Park, though.
No, this is stunning that he's coming up there. 14 wins for this horse out of 23. Just a classy horse out of Texas, two-stepper here. 10 for 15 at 6 furlongs is the key. This horse does know how to win at this distance, and that's a key late in this race, as XY Jet will obviously he's fought off an injury early in the year and slowed his jets down just a smidgen, or I'd be all over this horse, XY Jet, and keying him on top of everything in a super trifecta, exactly anything I get my hands on in Baltimore. I mean, in Laurel, not Baltimore. They actually had a restaurant in Laurel that you used to sit in it, and it was a stall, and you could sit in a horse stall at the restaurant and order your dinner. I can't remember the name of it, but so much history in the DeFrancis Dash and so much history at Laurel. I'm so glad you guys got it going the right way. Stalwalking Dude, the 5-2 also has a chance here, a prayer, but and my podcast play upset will be the Ivan Paul Ocelot, and you'll see Calvin Burrell just cry his eyes out in the winner's circle.
He'll be asking somebody to play from some Lawrence Welk for him. Any long shot you want to throw in there, Gary?
I tell you, you know, it looks like a pretty chalky trifecta, but if you want to go double digit morning line long shot, you know, the local horse Rocking On By, I've gone down with him in the past. Seems like he's always coming, he's always there, but he's got secondaritis. Never been off the board, going 6 furlongs. So you're going to get a nice price on him because of all the superstars coming in here. So I give him a shot to clean up the triple or possibly the exact. And you got the 5-horse Life in Shambles making his third start off a layoff, traffic in his last one, and he's always right there. So on a fast track, that is. So believe me, there's a number of really nice horses in here outside of the one that I'm hanging my hat on, which is going to be the odds-on favorite anyway. The trifecta, superfecta, exacta could be filled in by probably any 5 or 6 other horses out of the 9 that are running.
Well, there you have it. So some love for the 2-horse, Ivan Falanovalot, and the 8-horse, likely the favorite, XY Jet, from our handicapping panelists. That about wraps us up here for our DeFrance's Dash Day podcast. There are 3 other stakes on the card. There's a Smart Halo for 2-year-old fillies, the James Lewis for 2-year-olds, and a Maryland-bred stake, the Geisha, which is the race that actually closes the card. But these are the 4 biggies on the card. Gary, thanks for being a part of this. Any last thoughts as we sail off here?
No, I just hope that the rest of the country outside of the Mid-Atlantic realizes that racing's pretty good at Laurel Park, and this Saturday's going to just blow the doors off of any better who's looking for full fields, quality fields, and probably have a good shot at a pretty nice handle on Saturday. So it's going to be far from a chalk fest, in my opinion, and there's going to be money to be made at lovely Laurel.
All right, that's Gary Quill of the GQ Approach here on the RacingBiz.com. Thanks, Gary. And last thoughts from you, Derby Bill Watson.
Oh, the happiest time of the year, the Francis Dash and then Butterball Day. What a festival here. Does Laurel still give out the free pie on Thanksgiving Day?
You know what? They didn't last year. They stopped, but they're bringing it back this year.
Oh, thank God. There's nothing like a pie on Thanksgiving Day.
Are you making the trip up for some free pie Thanksgiving Day?
No, I haven't been invited to too many hate Dallas Cowboy parties to go to because the Redskins are playing the Cowboys on Turkey Day this year, so I'm going to pass, but I will be watching, watching the people gobble down the pie. If you can get one and save it here, you know, save it for me, I'll make the drive.
All right. We'll see what we can do about that. And hopefully you'll have some money to, to rub in your hands there after you cash some bets here.
Definitely need some consumption money. My butterball goes about 21 pounds.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thank you, everyone, for listening. This has been Off to the Races on the Racing Biz Radio, our DeFrance's Dash Day podcast. And I have been joined by Gary Quill of the GQ Approach here on the RacingBiz.com and the legendary, the man, myth, the legend, Derby Bill Watson. Thanks to them, and thanks to everybody for listening. Good luck at the windows this weekend.